Welcome to the True Crime Stories Podcast, where we explore some of the most gripping and mysterious cases in criminal history. In today's episode, we delve into the chilling story of H.H. Holmes, one of America's most notorious serial killers. Known for his gruesome crimes and his intricate murder castle, Holmes left a legacy of terror that still fascinates and horrifies us to this day. From his early life in New Hampshire to his reign of terror in Chicago, we'll take a closer look at the man behind the murders, the victims who lost their lives, and the investigation that ultimately led to his downfall. So sit back and prepare yourself for a journey into the dark world of H.H. Holmes and the true crime story that continues to captivate audiences over a century later. H.H. Holmes, also known as Herman Webster Mudgett, was an infamous serial killer who is believed to have murdered at least 9 people in the late 19th century. Holmes is known for his gruesome crimes and for constructing a murder castle in Chicago, which he used to lure and kill his victims. Holmes was born in 1861 in Gilmanton, New Hampshire. As a child, he was reportedly fascinated with death and enjoyed performing crude experiments on animals. Holmes was also said to have been a pathological liar from a young age, often inventing stories about his family and background. Holmes began his killing spree in 1886, shortly after graduating from medical school. He moved to Chicago and began working at a pharmacy owned by a man named Dr. E.S. Holton. Holmes eventually purchased the pharmacy from Holton and began to use it as a front for his criminal activities. In 1890, Holmes purchased a vacant lot across the street from his pharmacy and began construction on a massive 3-story building. He claimed that he intended to turn the building into a hotel, but in reality, he was constructing a labyrinthine murder castle. The building had over 100 rooms, many of which were soundproofed and equipped with gas lines, trap doors, and hidden chutes. Holmes used these features to trap and kill his victims, often young women who had come to Chicago for the 1893 World's Columbian Exposition. Holmes would often lure his victims into his hotel by offering them employment or promising to help them find lodging. Once they were inside, he would either strangle them or gas them to death. He would then dismember their bodies and sell their skeletons to medical schools. Welcome to the True Crime Stories Podcast, where we explore some of the most gripping and mysterious cases in criminal history. In today's episode, we delve into the chilling story of H.H. Holmes, one of America's most notorious serial killers. Known for his gruesome crimes and his intricate murder castle, Holmes left a legacy of terror that still fascinates and horrifies us to this day. From his early life in New Hampshire to his reign of terror in Chicago, we'll take a closer look at the man behind the murders, the victims who lost their lives, and the investigation that ultimately led to his downfall. So sit back and prepare yourself for a journey into the dark world of H.H. Holmes and the true crime story that continues to captivate audiences over a century later. H.H. Holmes, also known as Herman Webster Mudgett, was an infamous serial killer who is believed to have murdered at least 9 people in the late 19th century. Holmes is known for his gruesome crimes and for constructing a murder castle in Chicago, which he used to lure and kill his victims. Holmes was born in 1861 in Gilmanton, New Hampshire. As a child, he was reportedly fascinated with death and enjoyed performing crude experiments on animals. Holmes was also said to have been a pathological liar from a young age, often inventing stories about his family and background. Holmes began his killing spree in 1886, shortly after graduating from medical school. He moved to Chicago and began working at a pharmacy owned by a man named Dr. E.S. Holton. Holmes eventually purchased the pharmacy from Holton and began to use it as a front for his criminal activities. In 1890, Holmes purchased a vacant lot across the street from his pharmacy and began construction on a massive 3-story building. He claimed that he intended to turn the building into a hotel, but in reality, he was constructing a labyrinthine murder castle. The building had over 100 rooms, many of which were soundproofed and equipped with gas lines, trap doors, and hidden chutes. Holmes used these features to trap and kill his victims, often young women who had come to Chicago for the 1893 World's Columbian Exposition. Holmes would often lure his victims into his hotel by offering them employment or promising to help them find lodging. Once they were inside, he would either strangle them or gas them to death. He would then dismember their bodies and sell their skeletons to medical schools.